friends, it's us. I'm Steph Beagle.
And I'm Lauren Abney.
And this is Well Behaved. We believe balance is a bit overplayed and way overrated. We've embraced finding our perfect blend of wellness with a twist of tequila.
This podcast delivers wellness remixed from face-slapping facials to the ABCs of CBD. Living your best life and finding what's right for you is what it's all about. Let's do this.
This episode is one of those episodes where I am so thrilled about the content and so utterly disappointed by the tech. I want to let our friends know that within the first 3 minutes, we missed some of the recording. So we actually don't get to hear Adrian's What is Wellness? And this is a brilliant dude, so it's disappointing, but the rest of the content is so beautiful. I really encourage everyone to listen. These guys are mission-driven and have immense values, but that was really formed from their life experiences. And so within this, we get to hear their stories. They come from a background of business and burnout and ultimately realized that that was not fulfilling their lives. They were profits over passions. And that's not how anyone wants to live. So identifying what were their key drivers, they took over their lives. They went on wild international trips. They got off the grid. They found themselves. And although I thought that that was my story is nowhere anywhere near as cool as theirs. And so I'm leveraging them as inspiration. And then, finding a beautiful product within Ned. But God, their story is so good.
It was like entirely inspiring, and it's good to have goals, right, babe? I think we found a lot of synergy. I hate that word. Alignment, if you will, with their stories and their journey. But to your point, I think watching what they did with their experiences and how they turned it into something so powerful is truly magical. And like you said at the beginning, I actually giggled when you said the word, I don't know what word you said, but there was a word that you said, and like it started to stutter in the tech anyway. So you know what, guys, this is life. Virtual world is hard. We can't wait to all be together and be recording together and hug and kiss and dance on tables. But we hope that you see what we saw, which is that their story and this content is so worth listening to, no matter how shitty the tech is.
Tech is so shitty, but the products at Ned are not shitty.
Are not.
Oh, I do want to encourage everyone to use WellBehave 15. So WellBehave 15 on the Ned website will elicit you 15% off any products. I am so high on their Mellow product. It is a magnesium, beautiful, drinkable version that is quite special. I'm also high on one other thing.
Let us know. What is it?
Headspace has created this incredible content that is available on Netflix. It's like 20 minutes and it ends with 10 minutes of meditation. It just gives this simple outline about the practices of meditation, and it has glorious visuals, and Andy from Headspace is just a fucking gem, and I'd encourage anyone to do it. If you're friends with me, I've probably already encouraged you to do it because I'm obsessed. I think there's no better way to spend 20 minutes in the evening. Steph?
Beautiful. I should probably, you've told me like 6 times, so maybe I'll work on that. Still working on that. Mine is, although I really hate wearing makeup and I really hate staring at my face on Zoom all day, I've really been leaning into the Ilia brand in general. We obviously love clean beauty, but they have a little Ilia bronzer stick. And I don't really put bronzer on my face, but you do it in those like really, you know, cute lines underneath your eyes. Cheekbones is probably what those are called, right?
We call them cheekbones.
Call them cheap ones. Yeah. But it gives you this like beautiful, natural, dewy glow. And I think it just helps elevate the Zoom virtual game. So you are welcome. Truly, their entire line of products is great. So I'm sure you'll hear me being high on something else at any other point of time in life. But for right now, grab that little stick. It's also really great for travel. Not that I'm going anywhere, but still.
Oh, well, you look great on this Zoom.
Thanks.
Guys, take a listen on the episode. Go visit our friends at Ned. We appreciate you. Cheers.
Peace out.
We are so into your story, and we totally dig the fact that your life looked very similar to ours. In many ways, not to be selfish, but we did that, right? But we want to hear about your story from City Hustle to burnout to just knowing and needing that reprieve of nature. So would you mind telling us, each of you, the story of how you kind of got to med? What drove you to build this?
Yeah. Well, Adrian and I both have a very similar story, which is probably very similar to, you know, most people of our generation, which is like, you know, go to college, get the best job you can, wear a suit and tie, at least for us guys, and everything will kind of fall into place, right? We both did that. And for the two of us, it took us around the world. I personally started in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and then was in Miami, Sao Paulo, New York, back to Saudi Arabia and Riyadh. And it was all in really kind of cutthroat industries, sales. Although I started my career in environmental business development, and actually some of the things I'm most proud of, I did then in Brazil and Saudi Arabia. But it was really never about passion. It was always about money. And honestly, I grew up with very little of it. And I always felt like, you know, everything will be okay when I get to this number and then to this number and then to this number, you know? So really kind of fell down those holes that were prescribed to me. And it wasn't until somewhat of a failure. I was in Saudi Arabia. I brought my business there and was actually doing incredibly well. Was on an amazing path. But it was going to cost me my marriage and my daughter. Saudi Arabia wasn't going to be the place for them. And it was my dream really to strike it rich in the Middle East. And I was well on my way. But it was going to cost me too much. And so it was at that point that I packed it all in, sold it for pennies on the dollar, and reconnected with my family. And I did so here in Boulder, Colorado. And that plays a big role in the story, because it was that reconnection with nature which allowed me to really realize what was truly important to me. And that, you know, long story short, has led to Ned and to Adrian and my partnership and our business together, and to a good relationship with my wife and daughter as well, which I couldn't be happier about. And honestly, at this point, we're doing better than I was with regard to business back 6 years ago when I was in Saudi Arabia.
Congratulations. And really beautiful to be able to understand your priorities, and you didn't know what was going to be in front of you. So bold steps, understanding that life is going to look completely different.
Yeah. You know, bold steps backed by what Adrian mentioned, which is honesty and truth with self, really returning to what was truly important. And, you know, when you do that, you can have the confidence to know that it's going to work out eventually.
I love that. And I think Adrian, you said it too, but tuning in, you have to be in tune with yourself and honest with yourself and open enough with yourself to even like have those realizations, right? It's like pretty fucking scary sometimes to connect in that way, to be like, wait a minute, like I need to make a change. I need to kind of blow up the life that I have. And I think we've talked a lot about that, at least for this year, is like trusting yourself to get to those places, and being able to trust your gut and to lean into you is probably the most powerful center, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it was different, but similar. You know, I started my career in Hong Kong, went to Paris, then landed in New York, did my first startup, got my ass kicked, and then you know, out of those ashes, you know, and some perseverance, found myself on a successful track with another startup. And that one was in digital publishing. So, you know, certainly plenty of crossover in our previous industries. And, you know, sold that company back in 2012. And then, you know, found myself all of a sudden, like having checked off all these boxes. And I spent the next 3 years kind of living in that, like I had kind of achieved that next little peak and I was living the life I thought I wanted. I had my bachelor pad and I had Rangers tickets and I had like all the dates I wanted. And I thought I was just like really just quote unquote crushing it. But really came out the back end of that, just like feeling this like deep sense of emptiness and this really existential question of like, is this really it? You know, and like I had reached like the end of that hill, like the top of that mountain. And I was just like, this is just not like, like I felt stuck all of a sudden. But at that point, didn't have self-honesty for sure. Didn't have any tools really. So I just started kind of suppressing it and kept making my money and kept living that life. And then it hit this point where I knew something was broken, but I didn't quite know what. So I was like, okay, I'm going to move to the UK. You know, I was advising a company out there. I was on their board and made that move. And it's like, all right, it's the place. It's not the person. This is going to fix it all. So I get out there and it was great for about a month. I had a cool job. I was like, you know, bouncing between London and all these other European cities and it felt good. And then a month into it, like to the day, I just started waking up with that same feeling of like, time is just slipping away. Like this, like I don't have ownership. I don't have agency over my life. Like I have to be somewhere every day. And it was just this like hamster wheel. So again, didn't have the tools and I just kind of like shoved it all down. And then it all just like erupted one day. I was presenting in front of our company during our quarterly review and super simple presentation. And shortly after I started, just hands started to shake, my voice completely choked. And I just like spun into this crazy panic attack that I had never experienced before. And it was like the most humiliating, terrifying experience, like all in one. And was just left kind of paralyzed, just had no idea what just happened. And, you know, all of a sudden it just broke in that moment. And then a couple of days later, I had broken out in shingles. And like, then there was this physical manifestation of all this like emotional and psychological turmoil. And that led to me getting fired. I was pushed out the door of that company. And it was like, to me, that felt like rock bottom. It was terrifying. It was like so much of my identity was wrapped up in my career and my professional achievements. And there I was just like left, like floating in the middle of the lake without any sort of like life raft. So I found myself at a crossroads after I got fired. It was, you know, basically go get some Xanax and try to keep going. Or it was like, take a step back and really try to get some altitude on my life. And I was very fortunate. I was able to take the ladder and, you know, as most like spirit questers do, I booked a one-way ticket to Nepal and I thought maybe I'd be gone for, you know, a couple months and like find myself. And, 2 years later, I was still traveling and I was just wandering and really just exploring parts of my life that I'd left unexplored. And that encompassed everywhere from this shared love for nature and like reconnecting with the outdoors and understanding how important that was to the human spirit and soul, and to things like simplicity and just understanding how I would easily trade my bachelor pad and all my stuff and all my clothes for like a backpack and freedom. Like that freedom to just be living out of a bag and, you know, enjoy simple activities like chopping wood or cleaning a fish or whatever that was, to, you know, probably the most important part and brings us back to that original point is like human connection. And like human connection, I'm a huge believer that it starts with like self-honesty and like connection with self, because without that, you really can't be honest with others. But when you're honest with others, after being honest with yourself, you can all of a sudden like be vulnerable and like have those connections that you more like otherwise might not have. And so I came out of it with this like like I've done Vipassana and I've done all this stuff, but just like it really condensed down into those three things. And meanwhile, Rhett, you know, had been following along and kind of anytime I'd stop in the US, he'd, you know, encourage me to stop by and see him in Colorado. And, you know, that's, that kind of like was the start as we kind of reconnect, share ideas, share experiences. Like really we were sharing values before we ever talked about any sort of concept of a business. It was like really just like sharing these experiences. And yeah, after a very short stint back in New York, after I wrapped up my travels, like landed back in Colorado and was, you know, so sold on the life here. And then that soon after the first brick was really laid for Ned.
That's such a good, I feel like our story is so boring after hearing theirs. We should work on our story. No?
Yeah. I mean, hustle, grind, burnout, physical manifestations, psychological turmoil, you know, those are all there, but we just did them primarily in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just so like fun. Way less sexy than going to Nepal and being in the Middle East. So guys, you definitely went a step further. What is the physical manifestation of how you feel now in a place where I'm assuming here, but you're living further in your truth and you are experiencing fulfillment in a way that you didn't when it was profits over passion. Can you just talk to us a little bit about like, how's that feel right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd be lying if I said it was consistently good. You know, I think some of these old tendencies that I have are still alive and well and can rear their heads when I'm not looking after myself. And but you know, I think from a broader sense, you know, I felt back in those days, like a lot of just like tightness in the chest, tightness in the upper stomach, and just this like inability to kind of release. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, for me, so often I feel this just kind of like, it's just like a loosening, especially in the belly, just like, you know, this is okay. I don't have to feel so hyper vigilant and on guard. It's this just like released into the belly and more grounded through that.
Yeah. For me, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't always good.
Love it.
Coming into work. Adrian knows when I'm here at the office, 99% of the time, I'm just happy guy. You know, last year was tough. I lost my mom, especially tough. And those were tough times, but, I am just so happy with what I'm doing and so grateful as well. Now outside of work, you know, not everything's perfect, but I love what I do and I love our mission. And it's just so intertwined with my own personal mission. And honestly, that mission had a lot to do with my mom. And, even during her passing, and her sickness, it felt very, aligned. And I have a pretty robust gratitude practice, each morning. And that really helps as well to keep focus on that. So.
Can you tell us the abbreviated version of what that looks like?
if you're willing to share.
Sure. So it's, after my connection with nature, which is usually a workout outdoors, there's a rock I sit on and it's all about that. And I don't get off it and get ready for the day until I've come up with my three things and really thought them through. And then when I'm in my ice bath, that's how I kind of like take my mind off things, is also thinking about gratitude. And then I've got my Oak journal. And the first thing I do when I walk in the door here at Ned is write those things down. So.
Goals, hashtag goals.
Very much aligned. That's awesome.
You guys missed, or maybe we've released our New Year's episode and I talked about my gratitude practice, which is literally like not getting my phone in the morning and just like out loud saying a couple of random shit that I'm grateful for. So yours is something that I'm going to work towards. Well, I'll make it my own, but I just think that sounds like a pretty amazing way to wake up, right? And a pretty amazing way to live your day and carry that with you. So.
Yeah. Thanks. And you know, it's by design. Like, Adrian and I both live in the mountains. And again, that's by design. So, it was hard getting there, and, it took a lot of work. And so being surrounded by nature again is obviously so important to me. And so getting out into it, I just feel a ton of gratitude from where I came from.
Well, you guys talk a ton about your passions and the values that are behind that. So give us an introduction of how it actually came to be and what are those values that are so important to the brand?
Yeah, well, you know, before we even incorporated the business, we went on a climb, and we tried to climb to the top of South Arapahoe Peak. We got shut down at the saddle and turned around by a blizzard, like a freak October blizzard. But it was probably the most productive day we've spent on the company before we even, again, incorporated it. Because what we did was we set down the principles and the ethos of the business, and we decided what we were going to be about and what we weren't going to be about, more importantly. And so that really gave us the guardrails to make decisions going forward. And so, you know, our lens is it Ned? And if it's something that Ned would do, then we do it. And if it's not, and again, as I mentioned, the not is perhaps even more important, and we don't do it. And, you know, those principles include things like always being thoughtful. Customer comes first, an ethos of adventure and travel. And so again, before we even started the business, we had our principles down. And I see this, it always surprises me to see successful businesses that don't have a proper purpose or mission or even a vision. And again, for us, perhaps the most valuable time we've spent on this business was outlining those.
It's so cool. It's also, I mean, we love hearing people's stories, but I think I understood your brand first, but hearing your story, it's so amazing to hear that connection and nature and transparency and purpose, all of that it was you guys first, right? And it was something that was really important to you. And I feel like the brand got built upon that, which I think a lot of times we hear everyone has ethos and mission and values, but to be able to hear it through the lens of like you're practicing that and embracing that every day is super special. We were going to ask you who the fuck is Ned? Is there an answer to that? I mean, you just said, would Ned do this?
I'm like, where is cool dude?
Where is Ned? Like, I want to know more about him. Tell us.
Yeah. So Ned is a fictional character, but he exists in our minds, in our customers' minds. And it was really a practice of, you know, who is like a person of wisdom who can also be approachable, a person of high integrity who can also, you know, just be relaxed and like not take life too seriously. So as we were going through the practice of like what this brand was going to be, you know, this character just started to emerge, and it's this character who can, you know, fix your sink if it's leaking, but he can also, you know, sit down in a tea ceremony and like understand the nuances and emulate that. And it's like a kind of a simple worldliness is kind of how we.
I simply think I want to date Ned, even though he doesn't exist, but thanks for creating that for us.
I mean, so I went to this wellness resort, and there's many treatments that you can do. One of them is in regards to a horse experience. And I got picked up by this cowboy in a truck and, you know, driven to.
I also think it said a truck.
Like, well, you know, And I remember just looking at him like, oh yeah, cowboy, got the boots, you know, going to be a nice solid guy. And he saw me, like he looked into my soul, and he went from this like very straightforward dude to somebody that was so complex and somebody that had vocabulary that almost ripped me apart. So I picture that cowboy is exactly the face that I see of Ned.
Yeah, that's very much Ned. And, you know, there's a lot of women out there who are Ned as well. And really, you know, Ned is really the person that we're talking about. He or she is the person who's been there and had the panic attack and thought that their mission was correct, only to find out that it was prescribed, and then broke through and remembered those teachings, but also moved to Montana or to upstate New York or, you know, the backwoods of the Upper Peninsula and lives off the land, but can quote you, you know, Bronte and do complex mathematics and knows the you know, that's Ned. Ned is a Renaissance woman or man.
Clearly. We are like cannabis curious. We love hemp. We love CBD. We love CBN. We love all the things, but there's a lot out there right now. I think people are overwhelmed by how to even find the right brand. How do they know what's quality? What's the experience? What's the difference, right? So we've done a lot of that digging. We've done a lot of that digging and just some testing on our own. But talk to us about what makes Ned the product, not the individual, because we're sold on that. Unique, would you say?
Yeah, well, you know, that was my question when I started using CBD. My mom had breast cancer back in 2014, and wanted to find her natural remedies, something that would help. She decided she would skip chemo in favor of better nutrition and movement, but really didn't have a plan around that. So I went out and did a big deep dive. And one of the things that kept coming up to help her was cannabinoids, CBD, CBN, CBG, et cetera. Started buying them for her, was sending them to her in Dubai illegally. And after 2 years, just really never found any sort of affinity for any of the brands out there. And this was way back before this crazy CBD wave. There weren't too many brands in 2015. But the ones that were there, they just weren't answering any of the questions I had. They were simple questions like, you know, where is your hemp grown? And what's your purpose? And I wasn't getting good answers. And that was really... that set me down as sort of a path of curiosity. And I started meeting with hemp farmers and pretty, you know, good people, good farmers of soybeans and alfalfa and corn on mass scale. And they were applying the same practices to their, you know, acres and acres and acres of hemp. And I was pretty unimpressed. I took an entire summer to meet a farmer who was thinking quality instead of quantity. And it was at that point that I called Adrian, actually after meeting with the extraction firm that had a very similar ethos as well, and called Adrian and, you know, really wanted to be able to tell the story of transparency and purpose and the idea that if you do what's right for the customer, they'll do what's right for you. Bringing karma into a business plan. And I knew that Adrian was the right person to be a part of this. And so, you know, a lot of those things are the foundation of what sets us apart. Adrian can get into the nitty gritty of that if you like, Adrian.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, you've done your research, but we'll kind of break it down that, you know, CBD on its own, which is widely available in the marketplace, actually isn't where a lot of product benefit comes from. CBD on its own actually does not even bind to our naturally occurring cannabinoid receptors. It basically just kind of like changes the shape, the way we kind of describe it. It kind of opens the door to those receptors. And then it's other cannabinoids and it's terpenes and trichomes that kind of flood in and do the work. So it's kind of like you can compare it to a rock band where CBD is the lead singer. It gets the album covers. It, you know, it's out there dating models, but it's really the bandmates that make the magic. And, you know, so that's the first thing to highlight is that full spectrum hemp is really what is the most important. But there are also plenty of different ways to extract. And many of those extraction methods use high heat, high pressure, things that really pulverize the plant and just like blast out a lot of the good constituents. So, you know, like trichomes, for instance, are those crystals that you see on hemp and cannabis flowers, the terpenes, which are all the aromatics. Like, you can kill all that with high heat and high pressure. So, so the extraction process that we use is a super cold food grade organic ethanol based extraction. And basically what extracting at minus 40 degrees does is basically really gently kind of pulls the cannabinoids and other constituents out. And the end product is this like incredibly aromatic, cannabinoid rich, terpene rich, you know, constituent rich extract. And you can smell it, you can see it, like it has a rich amber color, and it's like, and you know, you can really tell the difference in that product. So when you couple that with this incredible hemp that is grown on a small homestead, no heavy machinery, you know, everything's done by hand, harvesting is done by hand, you get this incredible small batch, super high quality product that just feels better and, you know, absorbs into our bodies better. And at the end of the day is a product of not just high integrity, but high benefit as well.
The definition of small batch, right? Like, you guys know every place where your ingredients are sourced from, the names, I'm sure, of the humans that you work with, the integrity behind the manufacturing that is done, and then additional elements that may be added to some of the products. So one of the ones that I had looked at was the sleep blend. And within that, there are botanicals that are combined. Some of my favorite, including valerian, skullcap, lemon balm. I think you guys include CBN in that product. So how have you found other, say, elixirs or, you know, beneficial attributes that you're bringing into the product as well?
Yeah, well, we have an amazing, amazing botanist, herbalist, and formulator named Annie Miller. And she is local here in Boulder, and she has a big garden at her home in Boulder. And she's a Ned, honestly.
I was gonna say, I picture either that she's Ned or she's hanging out with Ned a lot. But yeah,
well, she's also married to Ned. He's the guy who helped me build my bow and arrow, and he's. But they're just this amazing couple, and then they've got this super cute little 2-year-old. Boy Luca, who just like runs around the garden naked all the time.
Love it.
but Annie is a professional in every sense of the way, and she is our, again, botanist, formulator,
and wild harvest spirit guide.
That's right.
What we like to.
Well, my title fucking sucks.
I need a wild harvest spirit guide in my life.
Yeah, you can call me client partner.
No.
Yeah, she takes us foraging for actually a lot of the ingredients. We go into the hills behind Boulder and we collect wild mountain rose petals, St. John's worts, and so on. And they get used in our products. And so she's really kind of the tip of the spear on the formulation side of things. But I should say that, you know, we really don't have a large number of SKUs. We don't have a lot of products within our collections. Again, getting back to simplicity, we really don't need that. We like to do things right. We like to do them simply. And so we don't have dog treats. We don't have, you know, all these other things. And, again, Annie is where it all begins, I would say.
So we always like to ask this question to make people uncomfortable when they have a product line or a company and ask them like essentially to pick their favorite child. Then don't get mad at us. But if there was one product that each of you can't live without, and we understand that it's probably all of them, what would you say?
I'm going to pick our newest child, our baby, called Mellow. And it's actually not hemp or CBD at all. It's a magnesium super blend. You know, and that's one thing to note about Ned is we've never set out to be a hemp or a CBD company. We've always set out to be a wellness company and celebrate all plants and herbs and roots, minerals, fungi, and algae that can all help us reach our mission, which is to help people feel better and live better through simpler means and a deeper connection to the natural world. So Mellow, launching very soon. Right now we have our sampling program kicked off. Is an amazing blend of three super high absorption magnesiums, one of which is the only that can cross the blood brain barrier. It's called magnesium threonate. So it has this like total like mind body mood super blend. And then we also have L-theanine and GABA, which are two amino acids that are just epic. And GABA probably being my favorite. Like it's like the story I always like to tell is like, you know, it's kind of the underappreciated neurotransmitter. Like we all know the Sunday scaries, like we played in media, like we know that feeling of like, oh my God, oh my God. It's because when we drink alcohol, like our brain is just flooded with GABA. And similar to, you know, if you take a drug, you might, you know, wake up the next day without enough serotonin or dopamine. And same thing happens with GABA. So GABA is kind of this like traffic cop for your stress response. And without, you know, enough GABA in your brain, everything seems scary. And so L-theanine and GABA are in there too. And it's in this incredible format. It's delicious. It mixes well with water. It mixes well with tea. It mixes well with anything. And it's like early feedback is amazing. So that's my favorite. I'll stop talking now. But.
That's your baby. That's your baby. It's going to be my baby too. For magnesium supergirl over here. But I didn't even understand that I needed to have GABA in my life. But I've been drinking quite a bit. So I'm going to need to have some GABA as well.
Cool. You're in good company then.
Thanks. Yeah, Brett, you're up.
You know, I've been waffling back and forth the whole time agent's been talking. Thinking about that one. But I'm going to go with today. My favorite is our immunity blend. Essentially for the way it came together and what it does. I was in Japan, skiing in March or February, came back, on like the last flight before they shut down Hokkaido for COVID.
Wow.
And then 11 days later, like was the sickest I've ever been, convinced I had COVID. It wasn't COVID. But while I was there thinking it was, I called up Annie Miller and said, hey, we got to create something. We've got to do something and it's got to be Ned doing it. This is our way of giving. Right. So Annie and I listed out a number of different ingredients, things like, echinacea and astragalus and literally every single ingredient that would like that week fly off every single shelf in America and the world. And we got our hands on it, by hook or by crook. And we created a beautiful, beautiful immunity blend that I think just tastes amazing. It's like almost like bitters. It's just so beautiful and pure. Some of the ingredients come right out of her garden. And then on top of that, we also give 100% of the profits to charity. So I really love that product for the story of it.
Can't just end with that. I was like sold, and then you know just threw that last.
That one feels like it's so red.
Yeah, it's so red. We met him 45 minutes ago, but now we're like it's so red.
It's so red.
No, okay. So we're obviously gonna try those. Like duh. But it is amazing. I do love to your point. It your line isn't overwhelming, right? And it seems it's super transparent on what the benefits are, what its purpose is, and like I personally love that because I think in this like overwhelming marketplace, there's just so, it's so hard to just be clear on what it is and what it does and why it's good for you. So I appreciate both of you for that. And Ned and Annie and the whole family.
All of our friends.
So I hate to say this because like what's next? I feel like you're like thriving in the present and we don't want to make it seem like you need to have something next. But for you as humans or for Ned, is there anything coming up on the horizon that we should know about?
Yeah, well, Mellow is the big one.
Awesome.
And, mostly that's 2 years in the works. I see that as being something that really could make us a household brand because magnesium deficiency is rampant and the reasons why are just so aligned with the reasons why we started our business. And so I see Mellow as certainly our 2021 and on.
We think of ourselves as seekers, but we also see ourselves as hustlers and entrepreneurs. And so we often say, oh, we're inspired by you, but like, we are really inspired by you guys. And we can talk about your products for 5 minutes because people understanding who you are foundationally will bring awareness to what type of solution that you're offering. And there's such principle behind what you've built. It's impeccable. And so you guys have been, you're wonderful. We're going to keep following you. I can't wait for Mellow. I'm going to just drink it every day. And so we wish you the best of luck. And we really, really appreciate your time today because Ned is a cool fucking dude, gal, friend, and we want them to be around for a long time.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. And frankly, we're only part of the story. There's so many incredible people we work with. And we actually just launched a new little brand video. If you want to meet any of them, our farmer, our
love
team.
That.
And, you know, it's on our website, helloned.com. But it's, yeah, I think for us, it's part of the coolest thing 3 years in is kind of looking at Ned now and just like all the incredible faces, and we have this warehouse and they're all just such incredible stewards of our brand. And so that's probably the one like parting note for me is just how incredible our team is. And that was one of those values, is to work with extraordinary people.
It's beautiful. You guys are extraordinary.
Friends, this has been fun. Thanks for spending some quality time with us. If you need more of us in your life, we totally get it. Follow us on Instagram at Wellbehave Podcast.
Also, we aren't selfish. Tell us what you need and want to learn more about by sending us a note at wellbehavepodcast@gmail.com or slide into our DMs. We prefer that anyway. Until next time, stay well and somewhat behaved.